Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, how in the world are you? If you've stuck a rough day today, just look up and say, Lord, see me through this one, and He will. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, didn't He? Well, today, Dave and Bethley will be covering how to prevent a happy life or a happy family as they discuss the dangers of anger from the Proverbs. So let's join them.
And so today we're going to talk about if you're going to have a happy life and a happy family, one of the things we've learned in Solomon's writings is that we have to emphasize the dangers of anger. And my goodness, I was shocked at how much he had to say about it. And I didn't even use all the verses, but we found 12 verses to share with you to get us started. Verses about anger. I'll start here. Chapter 12, verse 16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. If you are angry, eventually it will come out and be known to everybody that you're an angry person. And in the process, you're a fool. So quite a verse there. How about chapter 14?
14:29 says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly.
He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. And we see that word right there again, going all the way back to the beginning of the series when Solomon is saying, here's what you need in life. You need wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and discretion. When our children are developing understanding, it helps them to be slow to wrath. And there's a verse in the New Testament. What is that? James 1:19. Let every man be slow to speak, slow to wrath. And how does that go?
I just drew a blank. So you asked me too quickly.
James 1:19. We should look that up. My goodness.
I will look it up while you keep going.
Okay. And then so chapter 14 and verse 17. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. So when you are angry quickly, you jump in there and all of a sudden you're angry. The Bible says you're acting foolishly, going back to the wise versus the fool. Did you find James 1?
I did. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
There you go. And that parallels the he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. How about chapter 15? Here's a verse we use all the time.
Yes. 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
That is a verse that every Christian ought to know. Every Christian ought to know.
Yes.
Our children ought to know it. We ought to know it. Because what we find out often in our family counseling is that anger is an issue. And instead of having soft answers, we use grievous words and we have loud answers and hard answers and harsh answers. And I will tell you that every time somebody begins responding with intense words, grievous words, it stirs up anger. The Bible is so true. How many times have we seen that? Every counseling session almost.
Yes.
All right. So chapter 16, verse 23, read that one.
He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city.
Very good. Chapter 19, verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. There it goes again, one of those words. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discretion. When we have discretion, it helps us not to be angry. How about chapter 19, verse 18?
A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again.
No matter how many times, and that's a big one for a lot of parents.
It is.
A lot of parents have children who've not trained them to handle their anger, and they keep delivering their children from the results,
consequences.
And the Bible says right here, doesn't matter how many times you deliver him, you will do it again, over and over and over. 21:19 is an interesting verse from Solomon. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. And I don't even know if we want to comment on that one. Read it.
I absolutely agree. I've been around contentious and angry women, and I wouldn't want to live with them either.
So you agree with that one? All right, 22:24, read that one.
Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go.
That's a great command. and one that we ought to practice and really emphasize to our children. We'll come back to that in a moment. Mm-hmm. Make no friendship with an angry man, with a furious man. Do not go. 27:3, a stone is heavy, the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. How many times have we seen that illustrated when there's a family, where there's a man, a dad that has an anger issue, and the weight that brings to a family?
Right.
It just weighs the whole family down. It weighs down the wife, it weighs down the children, and eventually weighs him down. And my goodness, anger is such a huge issue. 27:4.
Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy?
That word outrageous is in our culture is used differently now, so it loses the point because it's a new word to us. The old word outrageous just simply meant a torrent or a flood. So wrath is cruel and anger is a flood. And the idea of that is that it just overflows everything and damages everything. And I know just recently in the news here in Florida, where we live, just massive southern Florida got massive amounts of rain, 25 inches in one day. Oof. And the flooding and the damage, and of course it became political, and everybody's like, well, you know, Governor DeSantis doesn't care about climate change, and this is time that it just turned into this huge political debates and everything. But the illustration for us is that wrath is cruel. Mm-hmm. It is amazing how cruel an angry man can be to his wife, or an angry woman can be to her husband.
Right.
It's amazing how cruel angry children can be to each other or to their parents, and vice versa, parents to their children. And it is a flood. It just comes in and it blows everything over, and it just damages and it ruins everything, and it leaves mud and mold and mildew. It's what a word picture. And then 29:22 says, an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. An angry man just causes all kinds of problems.
Right.
And a furious man always is doing wrong. And so the lessons, so those are the main verses that we found in Solomon's writings here in Proverbs, but here are the lessons we can apply. And we found four of them for today's podcast. And here's number one: we should address our own anger issues. I would say it like this: defeat anger or it will control you and damage you. And my friend Chris Chavez says, you know, our culture emphasizes control your anger, control your anger. And he said, I believe the Bible emphasizes confess your anger,
yes.
Confess your anger, confess it as the sin it is. It is a sin to allow your emotions to get out of hand and damage your relationships and damage yourself and cause you to do stupid things and say foolish things and act in foolish ways and in embarrassing ways. Confess it as sin and take steps to forsake it.
Right.
Because Solomon says that, he that confesseth his sin shall have mercy, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh it, or he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh it shall find mercy. So the first lesson here is you got to deal with your own anger issues. Any practical suggestions what a person should do there?
I would say that takes some humility. Maybe you don't think you have an anger issue. Maybe you're losing your temper from time to time, or being harsh from time to time, or saying words you shouldn't say, or getting upset and stomping out of the room from time to time. You're like, well, that's not an anger issue. Everybody does that from time to time. Maybe just ask the Holy Spirit, okay, do I have an anger problem? Is there something I need to make right? And that will take humility on your part. I think in our society, we pridefully show our emotions. We are encouraged in our culture. If that's the way you feel, just let it all out. You know, just follow your heart there. It's okay. But we also know that anger, according to the Word of God, damages. It damages other people. It damages the person who is angry. It may damage your stuff. You might get angry and take a baseball bat and beat something up, or you might put your fist through a wall. How many times have we been actually in family conferences and a man has his hand all bandaged up, and yes, David will say, what happened to your hand, dude? And he'll say, I punched a wall. Oh, well, anger issues.
Anger issues.
So maybe just ask the Lord for enough humility to say, okay, Holy Spirit, do I have anger issues? And if you do, confess it. And I think that may be going through that list of verses that we just referenced here at the beginning of this episode, maybe writing them down, committing some of them to memory, they will really help you instead of going ahead and blowing up over something to be able to ask the Holy Spirit, let's just take that anger right out of my heart.
And you should be able to find those in our show notes, by the way.
Right.
If you want to just go to our show notes at the keepingityoungpodcast.com, they should be there. And you know, I would even say some of you men need to man up and humble yourself and ask your wife, do you think I have an anger issue? Some of you ladies need to wisen up and ask your husband. And you do that with humility. And if they're afraid to answer you, your answer is already there.
Yes.
And yet you ought to do it. Do you believe I have anger issues? Ask your children. Mm-hmm. And you children, ask your siblings, ask your mom, ask your dad. And because it is important that we address our own anger issues, we confess them, we admit them, we apologize for them, we take steps to do what's right, to respond differently, and to act differently than the way we have been acting. All right?
Right.
So any further thought there? We have to address our own anger issues.
No, I think we can move on. And we must not only address our own anger issue, but we should address our children's anger.
Absolutely.
And honestly, parents, you might think, well, you know, they're just two and they're just showing how they really feel. And I can't really control that. I mean, they are angry. But we know based on the Word of God that anger will only damage them. If it hasn't already, it will damage them in the long run. And one of the reasons that the Bible teaches parents to train their children is so that they learn self-control.
Yes.
So that they are not a difficult person to be around. We have all been around 20-somethings, 30-somethings, maybe 50-somethings or 60-somethings who are very difficult to be around because they're just harsh and irritable. Yes. And frustrated all the time. I mean, even if you're in the line with them at Walmart, you're just like, oh, please hurry up. Just get your stuff and move on because they're just difficult to be around. Why not start that training when they're very little and they show that first sign of anger of how dare you set me in my high chair and make me try to eat? How dare you change my diaper? How dare you lay me down for a nap? Instead of being like, well, that's just how they feel, maybe we should train them not to allow that anger to overtake them.
Yes, and the point we would say is just never ignore it.
Right.
Never ignore anger. In our family, it was a spanking matter issue.
Yes.
Because anger is such a damaging issue, such a deadly issue, and so devastating. I mean, mm-hmm. You can use just all kinds of negative words to describe the results of anger.
Yes.
It was so important to us that it was a spanking matter. Mm-hmm. And you do rebuke it. Every time there's an anger issue, you rebuke it in your young little one. You make sure this is not acceptable. You
right.
will. You must respond happily. And that was one of our big, in our family, one of our huge statements was, get a happy face, get a happy face.
Right.
You have to learn to respond to the things you don't like. Mm-hmm. You have to respond well to those. And the things you don't want to do, you have to, the rest of our life, there will be things we don't like and things we do that we don't want to do. But if we learn to control our anger, our children's anger, when they're little, it will really help. So correct it. Determine beforehand how you will handle it. Never correct anger in the heat of the moment.
Yes.
You don't fly off the handle, so then you're handling anger by getting angry.
No.
That will not work. So you that have younger children, you've got to determine beforehand, how will we handle every single time the anger? Will we quote a verse and then administer the correction? And you know, maybe it's a stage. You know, we'll quote a verse and explain, this is how you should respond. If we continue to quote the verse and explain, this is how you should respond, and there's no correction of the behavior, we up the ramification.
Yes.
This is the verse. This is how you should respond. The next time, if you don't, this is what we're going to do. And that way, everybody knows exactly what's going to happen. There's no anger involved. It is a training to overcome a massive flaw in the heart of our children.
Well, this is your good friend, Michael Barnett. Did you get some good help from the broadcast today? I trust so. Tomorrow, Dave and Bethley will be continuing how to prevent a happy life or a happy family as they discuss the dangers of anger from the Proverbs. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.